Also top of the news this Thursday evening, Kenya's rival politicians reached an agreement today to form a coalition government after weeks of bitter negotiations on how to end the country's deadly post-election crisis. President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga held 4 hours of discussions with former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and the leader of the African Union, Jakaya Kikwete. Annan emerged to say a deal on the formation of a coalition government had been reached but would be discussed with political parties before details are made public.
I commend all those whose efforts have made this possible, whose efforts have brought us here this afternoon. They kept the future of Kenya foremost in their sights and reached a common position for the good of the nation.
The talks were seen as a last-ditch attempt to broker a deal after 1,500 people died in inter-supporter violence following December's elections. The London Daily Telegraph correspondent Mike Flance is in Nairobi.
The sticking point has been over the past couple of weeks the creation of a post of prime minister, something which hasn't existed in Kenya for some time. I imagine what we're going to see is that has now been agreed upon and that position will likely go to Raila Odinga, the opposition leader who lost the election to President Kibaki in December. It could be that the opposition have stepped back from their more extreme demands, wanting, you know, power sharing where they take a great deal of power. Now, if that is the case, if they've sort of rolled over and allowed the government to continue with the true power, we're going to see some reaction against that weakened position by people, especially up in the Rift Valley where we saw some of the worst violence. So just because we have a deal doesn't mean Kenya's out in the clear. We need to see the details of it and understand how much power it will give to the opposition, which has been the key point.